Bishop Benjamin of San Francisco of the Russian Orthodox Church is in Onalaska this week celebrating the 200th anniversary of the local parish and the Church of the Holy Ascension.
So it's a significant anniversary and important date, not only for the community here in Onalaska, but for our whole Orthodox Church in America, because this is where it all started, here in Alaska.
Bishop Benjamin is temporarily administrating the Diocese of Alaska after the forced retirement of Bishop Nikolai Sorayich. Nikolai was removed because of his harsh leadership style and disrespect for Native culture. Church Council member Sharon Svarney-Livingston says she hopes the new bishop's attitude will reverse the harm done to the church community by Nikolai.
I think it's going to get stronger. It started kind of... people started not coming to church when we had the last bishop, so...
Bishop Benjamin says the church in Alaska can be rebuilt, but the work needs to be done by Alaskans.
You know, this is a fantastic old cathedral, and it's filled with wonderful treasures, but if it's not living, it's just a museum, you know.
Russian Orthodoxy was brought to the Aleutians in the late 1700s by Russian fur traders. Svarney-Livingston says the leaders of the church saved the Aleuts from the brutality of the traders.
The population of the Aleutians is really quite disputed. The Russians say it was anywhere from around 10 to 12,000. Modern archaeologists say it was more like 25,000. Within about 60 years of the Russians coming, the population of the Aleutians was cut down to 3,000. So it was a near genocide of the people. And so I think that with the priests coming, the killing stopped because they asked to stop. And I think the people really respected that.
Bishop Benjamin says Aleuts also took to Russian Orthodoxy because the church worked with Native people and their cultures.
The Russians did a wonderful job of training Native people to be the clergy here. They had a seminary here. They encouraged Native languages. They translated the services and the scriptures into Native languages. And so it was really a living thing.
The bishop will lead services this evening at 6 p.m. Tomorrow, the Holy Ascension service will start at 9 a.m. and be followed by a potluck at the Senior Center.